Britain has imposed an export ban on all livestock and animal products in the wake of an outbreak of hoof and mouth disease among pigs at an English slaughterhouse. The highly contagious disease, which can be spread through the air, affects cloven-footed animals, including sheep, goats, and cows. British Farmers Union spokesman says the outbreak, if not contained, could have catastrophic implications for the British livestock industry. Alistair Wanklin reports from London.
The sweeping measures were imposed as veterinary researchers scrambled to find how far the infection's already spread. And the British government said it's unclear how grave the situation is. Agriculture Minister Nick Brown said the prompt trade embargo makes sense.
No country is going to put its national livestock industry at risk. My determination is to get on top of this as quickly as we can to exterminate the condition in this country and get back to normal trade.
The measures include a freeze on the movement of animals in quarantine zones around possibly infected farms and one abattoir. Scientists want to know which viral strain it is. That could help them trace the path the infection took. Meanwhile, pig farmers and other livestock workers are counting the cost. Head of Britain's National Farmers Union, Ben Gill, says the cost will depend on how long the embargo lasts.
Last year, we exported about 100,000 breeding pigs around the world. Britain's pig genetics are some of the best in the world. Those are banned. We depend in the sheep sector for exporting about a third of our sheep meat into France and other European countries. That is cut off. And so you can't just look at it and say it's one or two farms roundabout that are affected. It's the potentially whole country.
The hoof and mouth outbreak's just the latest in a string of animal health crises in Britain, including the mad cow embargo of the 1990s and cases of swine fever just last year. Officials here say they'll want to confirm that health checks in abattoirs are as thorough as can be. For NPR News, I'm Alistair Wanklin in London.